Next February, the Czech Republic is set to choose a new president. Both houses of the country's parliament will take part in a secret vote to decide if Václav Klaus remains in office or if the country gets a new president. But will that be the last such vote? The idea of a direct vote by the public has been discussed many times over the years. What are the chances of that becoming reality any time soon? Direct presidential elections were the subject of a debate at the Senate on Wednesday. Jan Richter was there and joins me now. Jan, was anything new discussed at the conference this morning?
Not really. The topic of the direct vote has periodically coming up, and usually at times when the term of the serving president is coming to an end. The conference today summed up the different arguments and different views for or against the direct vote, and some examples of countries with presidential system were given, especially France. The chairman of the five Czech parliamentary parties gave their opinions on the matter. The reason it was held now is probably that all the politicians are a little bit more sensitive to the matter since the current president Václav Klaus is going to face another candidate in the elections next year. This is what Prime Minister Mirek Topolánek had to say on direct vote.
There are two questions, my position and position of my party. Members of my party are not convinced, very strict about the direct or indirect voting of president. It's maybe half to half. Yeah? My position is to let the system which is able to be in order, to be in function, is a big tradition of Czech Republic, and not to change the system in this time. But we are prepared to start discussion with other political parties in this issue, and it's possible to change it, but it was not so simple and not so short discussion.
Well, that's Mirek Topolánek. What do the leaders of the other parties have to say about the idea of a direct vote?
They are all aware of one crucial question. If the direct vote is introduced, should the president be also endowed with more powers? Jiří Paroubek said that they carried out a sort of a referendum with the Social Democratic Party, at which 86% of the party members said that they were for direct vote, while 95% of them don't think the president should have more powers than he has now. This view, I have to say, is shared by most other parties, specifically the Green Party and the Christian Democrats. In their opinion, direct vote of the president should bring more democracy and should bring more interest on the side of the public for the political system. The communists are more for direct vote than against it, but for them, one issue is more important than this, and that's the referendum. They think that if more direct democracy elements are to be established, they should begin with an act on referendum, and people should have a chance to have their say on more matters than just a political, than just the presidential elections. Minister Cyril Svoboda of the Christian Democrats was actually one of the organizers of the conference, besides the head of the Senate, Přemysl Sobotka, and this is what he thinks of the direct vote.
In my view, there is no linkage between the quality of democracy in my country and the way how we are voting or electing the president of the republic. Speaking on the situation we have in my country, I am very skeptical. It will be very difficult, nearly impossible, to harmonize the position on the constitution, how to amend the constitution, because there are some differences which are presented by the different political parties, and it will be extremely difficult. That's the reason why I am a little bit more conservative, not to change the rules, because the quality of democracy is not linked with the way how to elect the president of the republic.
And Jan, if you were a betting man, would you bet on Czechs being able to vote for the president in the future?
No, I wouldn't. I really don't think that the Czechs will vote directly for the president. Almost all the political parties say that they are for the direct vote, but they would actually be against themselves, because during the negotiations as they are held now, they could trade something for the support of one or the other party's candidate, whereas if this is left to the public, they wouldn't have anything to trade. So although they all say that they are for, or almost all of them say they are for the direct vote, I think they're just complying with the public wishes.
Well, we'll have to watch that one and see what happens. Thanks very much, Jan Richter.